Alrighty, so it is May, one of the busiest gardening months, whether, you know, the weather's warming up, gardens waking up. So like me, I don't know if you're like me, but I get confused and overwhelmed this time of the year. So we called in expert Al Esposito. He's the Garden Center Manager at Adams Ferryacre Farms Wappinger Store. He's here to help us get started with our outdoor gardens. Now we've got to get right into this. Let's dive into gardening tips. Al, you were so great in all your correspondence back and forth with me. I really appreciate it because I'm sure a lot of people are like me. Gardens are just magical, right? They are. We love to look at them.
Oh,
they make
certainly.
You feel, right? They make
certainly.
You feel peaceful. But the idea of gardening can be overwhelming. I know this time of the year, I start to feel like a failure. I think,
no,
you know.
it's all about just, you know, figuring out what you like.
Yeah.
Coming up with a small plan, seeking advice, and then from there, small steps, one thing at a time.
Well, that's why I called you in. So is it too soon to plant outdoors? That's what I never know. Like, when is the right time?
Well, in our area, we've got in our USDA zone for hardiness, we're 6B. And that would bring us to about a May 10th to 15th plant out. But this year, looking at the weather forecast, people are planting out a little bit early. So you're going to get a little earlier season. The cooler nights aren't that cool. We're staying in the mid-40s to 50. So that's perfect to get the plants rooted. We're getting a little moisture. So that's helping us with not having to water. So yeah, I would say just based on everything that I've just said, it's good. We're good to go. In the event that we do get a switch in weather, you could always go out and just cover them up with some garden fabric or even a sheet would do. Okay. But I don't see that in the forecast. So I think we're safe, folks.
Good. Now, do we need to plant the already rooted plants like seedlings, or is it, can you do seeds this time of the year?
You can do seeds, but it would, particular seeds like peas would, even pea seeds for vegetables would have gone in already. Right now you can do some annual flowers, you can do wild flowers, but things like corn you might want to wait until the soil warms up a bit more. Some seeds, the larger seeds, corn, beans, they like the soil to be at about a 60 degree temperature. They'll rot in there if you plant them too early and it continues to stay wet.
Well, that's interesting. So it's not too late, though, to plant seeds, though. See, I would assume everything should have been started by now. So if I want to do beans, corn, like you said, the larger vegetables, they like the warmer soil. I can literally wait until it gets a little warmer and put a seed in the ground and they'll still be okay?
You can do that. I would say you only have to wait about 2 more weeks. You could also start them inside and transplant them. Something like a squash plant or a zucchini, you can do that and they germinate very quickly. So if you planted them now in 2 weeks, you would have them. Or you could get transplants in 2 weeks and put them out either way.
Yeah, that's generally what I end up doing. I'll go to Adams and I get all my little plants and then I put them in the ground or pots.
Sure.
So, and as far as, like, let's say potted gardens, you know, you do, I know we have a lot of issues, obviously, with deer and all kinds of animals, right? So a lot of us end up doing like deck gardening, right?
Sure.
So exactly. when it comes to that kind of a thing, what do you recommend as far as soil goes?
So as far as your soil, a good potting soil, at Adams, we sell Costa Maine brand. It's a full, complete soil, so you don't have to add anything else to it. It has a nutrient charge in it. There's compost. It's a light soil, but it doesn't dry out that quickly. After the plants are in, you could add a soil fertilizer like Osmocote. We have some other granular fertilizers. If it's something edible and you wanted to use an organic fertilizer, we have those also. As far as planting the containers, there's plenty of plants you can use. You can use bulb plants. If you're looking to deter the deer, some of the plants that you plant are deer resistant, that, you know, and there are plenty of plants, but we have experts on hand that can help you select your plants. And we also have deer repellent sprays that can be used quite successfully. I use them on tulips in an area where the deer pass quite often. And as long as you remember to do it, I've got tulips blooming right now.
So wow.
That can be done too.
I think a lot of us would be interested in to know what that is. I didn't know that even existed, or, you know, they do exist, but do they work? So you're saying that you still have tulips with heads on them?
I do. I am across the street from a wooded area. So, yeah, there's plenty of deer. They cross the road every day and go into my neighbor's yard. But there's tulips out there, and, you know, they haven't bothered them. They early on, what you've got to look for is when they're just emerging, you'll see the tulips just at the soil line. And the deer at that point in time, this is going back to early March, late February, they're so hungry they'll actually scrape at the ground to try and get to those bulbs in the green. It must be a scent thing with them. So I start to spray that early and hit them right on the ground. And that deters them. And then after a while, they don't even come by anymore. They just know I'm doing it.
That's great. That's an excellent tip. So now, as far as what about weeds? That's always a headache, you know. So let's talk about, like in your garden, like a vegetable garden there, you know, how do you deal with that?
Well, so yeah, weeds are coming up. Some people will use a pre-emergent, which will stop the seeds from germinating. So you're going to put that down early. It's harder to use in a vegetable garden in that it forms a barrier across the top of the soil that shouldn't be disturbed. So you can plant, then put the pre-emergent down, and then try to stay off of that area. Other things you can do are to
What's a pre-emergent? I'm sorry.
It's a granular chemical. It could be a an organic-based one would be a corn gluten. It stops the seeds from germinating. So it's the first thing to go down early. We're kind of getting out of that window because the soil is warming up, so most seeds are germinating at this point in time. So with that, you could use a post-emergent, and post-emergent just it's a weed killer that kills something after it is sprouted and come up above the soil. So there are selective and non-selectives, but the non-selectives will kill everything. It's a spray usually that you'll put down, so you have to be careful not to hit any of the plants that you don't want to kill with that spray. But you could essentially say you let your garden, you've got a lot of weeds in there, you can go in with a post-emergent spray, and we do have some that are organic. There's a 20% vinegar that can be sprayed, and that will kill weeds usually within a day. You'll actually see the action taking place on the killing of the weed. And then you can put a weed mat down with some mulch over the top of that. Weed mats can be paper, they can be a fabric, and you can plant right through them. So that's going to inhibit any further weed growth. And as far as mulch, you could use a straw over the top of that weed mat, or you could use a hardwood mulch like cedar over the top. It depends on the aesthetic that you're looking for, or you could just leave the weed mat, and that should suffice.
And as far as like the deck top or like, you know, planting boxes and things like that, you know, where people are doing that. So we're going to put some sort of a top, a potting soil, right? That's already got the mix, right? I'm just trying to get this all straight in my head.
I started doing my pots over the weekend, and I was fooling around a little bit yesterday. So I usually refresh the top 6 inches of soil. I don't empty them completely. And then I just use a granular fertilizer and mix that into that top 6 inches. But there's a product called Osmocote, which is a time release, and it works. It releases the fertilizer over 3 months. Okay. I've used that in the past when I've done commercial installations, and it's quite good because you don't have to think about fertilizing them. You just have to keep them watered. So as long as they're getting water, the fertilizer is accessible to the plant.
That sounds perfect for me, Al. Well, sure. we've got to wrap things up here. Yeah, no, this is great. We really appreciate you coming on, and I'd love to talk with you again, you know, as the season gets going, to just keep going with the discussion. I really appreciate you being here today. This has been amazing. Great information.
I love it.
Thanks so much for joining us, Al. Have a great day.
You too, Rose. Thank you.